Justin. Justin.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Okay.
Okay.
I think my head is spinning.
We have the.
Oh no!
Today. I consider myself.
Oh, no. Does it sound bad?
Oh, now we're good now.
Yeah.
We had the echo going. How are you, Justin?
Hello.
Can you hear us?
This is going quite well. Oh no!
Oh no!
Well, you're still getting the feedback. You're coming right back down the line.
Justin?
That's likely a setting on his side. You've got to switch your input on the mix minus.
The ticket.
One sec, trying to fix it.
It's okay.
Can you hear us now?
The good news is we'll get to hear this again on Friday.
Today,
I was told it sounded good.
You don't.
I consider
myself. It's not working at all. Well, now the echo went away, but we can't hear him. And then if we do hear him, he can't hear us.
Right. So obviously, he's probably just call him.
Well, this is fun.
And we'll get him on the phone.
I did enjoy that because I wanted to go through the Lou Gehrig thing.
Yeah, that's all I have is today.
Today,
I consider myself
the luckiest man.
Okay, what about now?
Let's try this.
Can you hear us now?
Is that better?
Yeah.
It's way better.
Okay, good.
All right. There he is. Monty.
Works.
How are you?
I'm fine. It's been an eventful morning, so we're trying to make do here. We're all good now.
You okay? Everything's good?
Oh, I'm fine. The bird that my cat brought in not doing as good.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
This is not the first time this has happened, though, right?
No, I don't understand. What my cat is just like in a murderous rampage over the last few months. And this morning I get up, go out there, you know, trying to pick the little crusties out of my eyes, you know, leaning over the toilet, trying to get the urine going. And I look to my right, and what do I see? A bird just walking through my living room. Oh, that's not supposed to be there. And so I'm trying to figure out why it's just walking, because I don't know if you guys know this or not, but birds usually
they can fly usually. Yes.
And so I slowly approach it, and it's still not flying. And now I'm pretty sure that my cat just clipped it.
No way. It ripped off its wings but left its legs?
I don't know that it ripped them off. It just made it to where it couldn't fly. So now I have to figure out how to get this stupid-ass bird out of my house.
I hate to tell you, you're going to have to dumb and dumber that bird.
Rip the
Cut
head
its head off?
Off?
I mean, you can tape it back on.
Well, that's not how it works. You can't tape it back on.
They did.
So I told it to the blind kid anymore. In the neighborhood.
Right. Pretty bird.
The blind kid loves it.
Pretty bird.
Okay. Yeah. That's one of the fears that I have. It's probably unwarranted. But if there's a bird that's in my house that's flying around, they can have it. Like, I'm out.
Oh, I've had that before, too, where they'll bring him in and it's still flying, and then I have to set up, like, a full race course to get the thing to fly out my front door.
Yeah, I usually will just turn on all the ceiling fans.
Hoping to knock it down?
Yeah, something. Yeah, I'm trying to, like you said, an obstacle course. If you can get through this, Justin, I open all the doors, I turn on all the ceiling fans, and it's on you to get the hell out of here.
Saws you in half.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you just have to make it into a saw death trap for the bird to make it to where it has to fly out. But I ended up having to get a laundry basket, throw it over the bird just to give me some time to figure out how I'm going to get rid of it.
Okay, that's smart.
And so I do that, gives me time to panic and call, you know, some close people that I could trust to help me figure out how to get it out of my house.
Why do you have to have the people you trust on that conversation?
Because I just didn't know what to do. Because I was wondering, like, do I call some kind of bird rescue? Because this bird is not going to survive if it can't fly.
You're right.
I mean, I don't know. It's just gonna have to live near my house for the rest of its life.
Do you treat it like Brooks in Shawshank and kind of feed it, nurse it back to health
inside your coat?
Yeah, you go out and get a worm and then you hand feed it.
He named it Jake.
Or then have to do it, yeah, like an actual mother bird and chew it up for him and spit in his mouth.
Maybe so.
It's not a bad idea.
So that it gets nutrition. No, I decided to just let nature take its course, and I went and got a couple of oven mitts. So now I have the hamburger helper oven mitts on my hands, and I pick it up, and I go set it out my front door, and then I slam the front door as hard as I can to let it know that it is not welcome here anymore.
This is not your house. Did you at least give it a little bitty handkerchief and a stick so it can put all his stuff in it? So he can just kind of go my own along.
I gave him a
way.
Couple of bucks so he can
okay.
He can get his life going.
Right.
I do feel really bad because I just don't know. Maybe I don't know if it's just a temporary injury or if it just needs to run to a doc in the box or something. But I don't feel like it's going to fare too well.
You think they have bird urgent care somewhere around
know.
Where he can get to it?
Hopefully, he's got better than a little HMO. But
yeah, his little card doesn't work.
Yeah, you better hit the marketplace and go get Obamacare because he's in trouble.
What are you going to do if that bird?
Bad,
what are you going to do if that bird is still there when you get home from work this afternoon?
He's just waiting for me. Yeah. I would honestly feel like the biggest piece of crap in the world if I get home and he's still just sitting there on my front porch.
Will you then go buy a bird cage and have a new pet?
No, because then I would have to keep my cat away from that thing the whole time.
Well, be in a cage. It'd be safe.
That's right. Why didn't your cat just eat it?
I don't know, because normally that's what my cat does, is when it goes on its little murderous rampage, it rips it apart, and I have to clean up a crime scene. But this one he decided to keep alive.
How long have you had this cat?
Oh, no. He's already...
A long time.
So now he's into... Before, he just liked to kill. Now he likes to torture before.
He just maims.
He's turning into a BTK cat.
This is like
Saw
in the animal kingdom.
He's old, so I'm thinking that, I don't know if he's just going on.
He doesn't have his strength anymore.
His arthritis kicked in. He couldn't finish the
deed. Might.
Yeah, his paw is like.
He might be an unk cat and just
can't
finish
do it.
The job anymore. He's old. He's like 13, maybe 14. Dang.
How long do cats usually live?
I mean,
they can get up to like 28 years old, I think, is the record oldest cat.
You have like 10, 12 more years of this, Justin.
Is it like dog years or no?
Well, I doubt it.
Like, is cats the same as dog years?
Nobody knows.
Where 1 year of a cat is 7 years of a human?
I do think they're similar, where they're advanced. Okay. But, I mean, he still seems pretty spry. I mean, obviously flying around the neighborhood, killing all the... Which, when he kills a rat or whatever, that's fine. That's what a cat's supposed to do.
Yeah. Yeah, is he like the leader of the cat gang in your neighborhood, or is he a follower?
The cat gang.
Yeah, I saw him doing a snap fight like West Side Story yesterday in the alley.
They had the cats from the other of the set just come around, and they're in front of each other snapping and dancing.
He popped his little comb out and did it through his hair like
Fonzie. He put his leather jacket on. Got there, let him know how cool he is.
They fight the cats with no tails.
According to Chewy.com, cats age 4 years for every one human year.
Okay.
So Justin's cat is 69.
So he's got a ways to go.
He's got a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, it depends. If he's working out and taking care of himself, then he could probably live to about 100.
Obviously he is. He's killing birds.
I feed him kale.
There you go.
It's going to look
peptides.
Cat Pilates class, trying to stay in shape.
His cat workouts.
Yeah, he's. Oh no!
Oh, he's struggling on the last set. You got to give him a spot. Give him.
Let's go, Rocco. I'm all pinkies here. Come on, I'm all pinkies.
Come on, one more. One more. You got this. One more. What's your cat's name?
Rocco.
Rocco. Man.
Yeah.
Man, that's great.
Yeah.
So you have a little disabled bird that's just right there.
I guess we can be brothers in arms in that regard, but
man, there are some things in my house that I don't know, and I always say that I'm not superstitious, but I'm kind of feeling that I am, because there are some things in my house that I won't kill. If I do, it's like accidentally. Like, I won't kill a cricket.
What?
I heard it's bad luck if you kill
crickets. Just grab it with your hand and throw it outside?
Or get a little plastic cup, put it in the cup, and then throw it outside.
Okay.
Okay.
Boy, I really... That's where I feel the most like a man when I can squash a bug.
Yeah, the other bugs, that's the only bug that I will spare its life. And I try my best not to kill like the little gecko, the little lizards that get into the house. You got to try and I accidentally did.
You just picked out of your hand, sling it outside. And then it's in the air and a bird just eats it.
Yeah, I shot put it outside.
Before it even hits the ground, Monty's cat, Rocco, is just jumping in the air, slow motion to go grab it.
Splits it in half with a samurai sword.
Yeah, I accidentally split a lizard in half when I closed the back door.
Yeah, I remember you told me about
this. Yeah. It got into the crevice, and I didn't even realize that I let my dog in the house, and then I closed the door and just went about my business. And about 10 minutes later, I walk, and I saw the lizard like halfway, and I was like, oh, my gosh. But then when I walked up on it, it was looking at me like, why, man, why? And I was like, oh, no. Yeah. So I went and grabbed a plastic cup so I can put it in there and sling it outside. And then when I opened the door, it just fell right down
to
the
ground.
He was
already dead.
I'll just split in half, man.
Do you feel like that you were doing the best to show what a great life that lizard lived by slinging its body outside?
Well, usually when I sling them outside, they're alive. I didn't sling the dead lizard outside. I put him in the trash.
You slung both halves, the bottom and the top half?
But he was still together. He was a little crooked. He was maybe at a 25 degree angle, Justin. Maybe so.
Gosh.
I know. I couldn't do it again if I tried. Just to split him like that with the door. Just closing it. But
that's great news for the lizards in your area.
Man, I felt like he told his boys, like, look, I'm going inside, I'm gonna grab it and I'll be right back out. And then I just closed them inside the door, and his buddies tried. I picture the lizards trying to open the back door to try and free him because his little body in the back was kind of wiggling around a bit after he got caught, but it just didn't work. They weren't strong enough.
Well, if you have that bird outside your house again, I can do Rent-A-Rocco for you.
Oh yeah! Oh my gosh! Yes. If that happens, I had all those birds. Yeah, on my porch when it was cold. I will call you to bring Rocco over. And he'll have a field day.
It'll just be like the cartoon, just spiral ham in his eyes when he sees all the birds at your house.
He pictures them with the bone inside, like the ham and the smoke coming off of them and everything.
And then he'll see how much he can go number two in the backyard without getting picked up.
Oh, man.
I'll be excited about that.
So I can yell at birds from my Ring camera on my porch like that was actually going to do anything. What is wrong with me?
And the bird.
Hold on, guys. I think the owner's talking to us. Hold on.
Right. Everyone, stop what you're doing. He's saying something.
They find you hilarious. Like,
hey, bird.
This guy again.
Oh, that's Donovan. Oh, the State Fair guy.
Right. They listen to the show on their little Sports Day app on their little cell phones. So they know exactly who it is. That's why they're on my porch. I called my neighbor and asked him, hey, man, are there a lot of birds on your porch? It's like the weirdest call. He probably looked at his phone like, what the hell are you talking about,
man? What do you mean,
man?
Birds? Like birds? He's like, yes. No?
They just gathered around mine. I guess, you know what? Just they felt a little warm on my porch.
You need Rocco the Cat Assassin.
I do. Okay.
That's a really good name for a cat assassin.
Yeah. If you'll rent out your cat, Monto, I'll take him when it gets cold.
Let me know.
All right, will do. Well, man, we truly appreciate it. Hopefully you feel a lot better, you know, just destroying the bird and just leaving them out to die, to come into work and have a good day today.
Yeah, I feel terrible.
Aww.
Not enough to go change anything.
not to do anything differently. Right. Everything will be the same, right? But you just feel a little bad.
I do feel bad.
All right, man, we truly appreciate it. Thank you, Justin.